It's Weekend with Wiser. Welcome to 2026, and what a year this is going to be. I hope that you all had a wonderful holiday, and now it's off and running into the winter season. Some of the best times to enjoy arts, culture, music, starting with First Friday at Seminole City Center this weekend. Going on in St. Petersburg is The Rise of Decades with George Lynch at the Janus on Friday. International Ballet stars Swan Lake at the Mahaffey, January 3rd. Elena Krasvatsiva and Alex Boyd, a tribute to Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman, January 8th at the Palladium. You can listen to the interview that I've done on podcast. Just go to podcast and go down to Elona. The Sarah Brightman tribute should be amazing. The California Honey Drops are at Janus Live on Thursday, January 8th. Classic Seeger, Rock and Roll Never Forgets at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. That's January 9th. Brendan Nolan, January 10th, 8 p.m. at the Palladium, St. Petersburg, the Florida Orchestra. Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, Saturday, January 10th at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. The Florida Orchestra, the same concert, is also at the Straz. At the Duke Energy Center for the Arts on Sunday, January 11th as well. Palladium Chamber Orchestra series, Symphonic Titans, Chamber Voices, Wednesday, January 14th, the Coral Reefer Band, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts of the Mahaffey. That is going to be the 15th. Mania, the ABBA Tribute at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey on January 16th. Benice and Pavlo at the Palladium, January 16th. John Lamb's Birthday Concert, yes, the one and only crew will be there, Saturday, January 17th. Come wish John a happy birthday. The Florida Orchestra, this one is going to be really exciting. The Billy Joel Songbook, what a wonderful show, January 17th at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater. Gregory Alan Isakoff is at the Mahaffey on January 18th. By two, Sunday, at January 18th at Janus Live, your home for rock and roll. Morrissey's at the Mahaffey on January 20th. Nothing More Than Catch Your Breath at the Janus Live on January 20th. And The Scarlet Letter debuts January 21st through February 15th, presented by American Stage Theater at Raymond James. The Florida Orchestra's Ravel, Daphne, and Chloe at Saturday, January 24th at the Mahaffey. Forever Motown at the Mahaffey on January 28th. And Penn & Teller, the one and only incredible performance artist. If you love the Zubricks, you will love Penn & Teller. And if you love Penn & Teller, you will like the Zubrick Magic Theater. It is beyond magic. That is January 29th at the Mahaffey. Over in St. Pete Beach, the Sunshine City Comedy Club on Gulf Boulevard is showing Carrie McNally, January 9th through 10th, and January 16th through 17th, Carmen Ciricillo at the same place. Schmaltz and Pepper, I love to say this. The Central Park Performing Arts Center in Largo is one of the great resources here in town. That should be a fun show. Let's Hang On is January 4th. The Kingston Trio is January 8th at Central Park Performing Arts Center. The New York Voices is January 14th. St. Paul and the Minneapolis Funk All-Stars, January 16th at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. And oh yes, Clearwater is celebrating Elvis's birthday bash Sunday, January 4th at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Gene Harding is at the Clearwater Comedy Club on January 9th through 10th. In Clearwater, Classic Albums Live, The Beatles, Abbey Road, Friday, January 9th at the Biltheimer Capital Theater in Clearwater. And then the Early Bird Dinner Theater, Where You Are, debuts January 10th through February 15th. Mutt's Gone Nuts is at the Ruth Eckerd Hall, Sunday, January 11th. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Whipped Cream and Other Delights, love that. Leo Kaki, January 14th at the Capitol Theater. The Florida Orchestra, H2 Orchestra, is at Ruth Eckerd Hall, January 14th. Brighton Beach Memoirs debuts January 15th through the 25th at the Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater. Kevin James brings his comedy tour January 16th to Ruth Eckerd Hall. Jesse Cook is at the Biltheimer Capitol Theater on January 16th. And the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is debuting January 16th through February 1st. That's the West Coast Players. We have a lot of great community theater, St. Petersburg City Theater, and Gulfport, so don't miss these. Christian Lopez is at Music for Life Living Arts Center on January 17th. Al DiMeola, January 17th at the Capitol Theater. Invincible, glorious Michael Jackson celebration at Ruth Eckerd Hall on January 18th. The one and only Judy Collins. If you love clouds, you got to go see her. You've seen Life on Both Sides now, January 18th. A living legend. Just love her, love her. Stop Making Sense, a live event, January 21st at Bildheimer Capitol Theater. And yes, Gaelic Storm, January 22nd at the Capitol Theater. Over in Tampa, The Outsiders continues through January 4th at Marsani Hall at the Strass Center. It is an amazing musical, not to be missed. The Ringley Brothers and Barnum and Bailey is at Benchmark International Arena. It is now an animalist, wonderful kind of Cirque du Soleil feeling. Definitely worth going to. Very exciting, very international and celebratory. Over at the Orpheum, Heathen Sun Place, January 2nd. The Florida Orchestra Mozart's Piano Concerto is at the Morsani Hall. Strass Center on January 9th. The Carol Burnett Show is at Carol Players Theater, January 9th through 18th in Tampa. Again, another great community theater. So there's so much going on. Do hold this date. Renee Fleming will be at Marsani Hall at the Strass Center for the Performing Arts on January 14th. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see that. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on. Heritage Village is launching for America 250, The Power of Place, Oral History Initiative to capture stories about Pinellas County, places, people, and events. Residents, community groups, and nonprofits, city and county agencies, faith-based organizations can apply. And it's very exciting. Residents are invited to share the stories about local places as part of this initiative. I think it is a really terrific opportunity. And so I know that we will be hosting some of these from our studio at Radio St. Pete. Also going on this week, Greek Mothers Never Die at the Ritchie Suncoast Theater, a supernatural romantic comedy about love, family, and learning to live on your own terms, even when your Greek mother won't stop haunting you. So funny. This is Friday that's happening. First Friday, Gulfport Night Market is, of course, this Friday. And then, of course, Saturday, we have the Downtown Market returns. On Sunday, we have the Quarry Avenue Market, but it's not just the Quarry Avenue Market this month. It is the Quarry Avenue Art and Crafts Festival, January 3rd through 4th. It's much anticipated. It's charming, and the open air market, there's so many American-made goods, jewelry, functional pottery, ceramics, and incredible, incredible paintings and photography, stylish clothes. And you can chill out at Chills or Twisted Tiki, the Coastal Cottage, and JoJo's Boutique, all your favorite places to go to. Also going on is the Sounds of Simon and Garfunkel. Again, another wonderful location, Newport Richey. You know, also Wesley Chapel and up in that area. They have the new Tampa Theater. It's a fun thing to go to. Yacht Rock. Yes, Yacht Rock was also becoming a Newport Richey. And that is going to be on next Tuesday. The Gasparilla Music Festival is set to run in 2026 at the Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. Also coming back is the Strawberry Festival. It's going to be just incredible. February 26th through March 8th. Let me just tell you some of the people that are playing. Oak Ridge Boys, Alabama, Joe DiMessina, Jamie Johnston, Lone Star, Gene Watson, Legends of Love, Sandy Petty, John Foster, Brantley Gilbert, the Bellamy Brothers, Dirk Bentley, the Marshall Tucker Band, Forrest Frank, The Offspring, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. She is going to just rock that festival. Let's look ahead to February as well, because if you haven't gotten somebody that perfect present during the holidays, then why don't you think about arts, music, theater? It's lovely, and or a membership perhaps. So just looking at February really quick, first I want to start with what's debuting at the Freefall Theater on January 30th, and it goes through March 8th, Himself and Nora. This is a passionate musical about writer James Joyce and his muse. I cannot wait for this. Also, the St. Pete Opera Company is debuting Julio Cesar, a story about Julius Caesar and Cleopatra in Egypt. That's at the Palladium, and that is the 30th of January and February 1. Opera Tampa over at the other side at Strauss Theater on January 30th and February 1 will be doing The Shining, an opera based on the 1980 horror flick. That sounds fascinating to me. So the Florida State Fair, of course, is one of our favorite things. We love to go and see all the 4-H clubs, eat the crazy fried foods. That is February 5th through the 16th at the Florida Fairgrounds. Los Lonely Boys on February 1 at the Capitol Theater, 3 to 4 February. Riverdance, The New Generation, that will be at Ruth Eckerd Hall. On the 5th, Matthew Morrison, the actor who played Glee Club director Mr. Schuster on Glee. He's also a musician with 4 studio albums. He'll be at the Capitol Theater on February 5th. This is going to be fantastic. Chaz Palminteri's A Bronx Tale, February 6th. It was Actor Palminteri actually originally wrote The Bronx Tale for the stage and later starred in the film version directed by Robert De Niro, and he will perform the stage play at the Capitol Theater on February 6th. Choir of Man will be the British pub-based show, will be the 7th at the Straws Center in February. To Life Dinner, the Florida Holocaust Museum will sponsor its Act and Inspire benefit at the Vinoy on the 7th. On the 21st of February, we hope that you'll join Rui Farias, the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History and Radio St. Pete, in celebrating both the history of St. Petersburg and America 250 with some first-time Civic Awards. That is the 21st at the Vinoy. Go to the St. Petersburg Museum of History for more information and tickets. Also coming up in February is a 60s show, music from the Beatles, the Doors, the Byrds, and more at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center and Juliet, this award-winning Broadway musical on the 10th through the 15th. It's at the Strass Center. And what would have happened if Juliet hadn't ended it all over Romeo and had gotten a second chance at life and love? I love the premise. You will love it too. 11th through 12th, Love and Destiny Morning Matinee is the focus of Florida Orchestra's casual concert at Ruth Eckert Hall, and then at Mahaffey as well. On the 13th is the Hotel California Eagles Tribute, an ongoing series of tributes that the Capitol Theater does so well. That is the 13th of February. The Envelope Please, on the 14th, the Florida Orchestra will give two pop concerts at Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg, featuring soundtracks from movies such as Black Panther, E.T., Titanic, Lord of the Rings, and The Godfather. And OMG, the Gypsy Kings. Yes, if you love Latin jazz, the 14th, yes, featuring Nicholas Reyes, will be at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater. Finally, Keb Mo on the 14th, a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. The Grammy-winning artist will be at the Biltheimer Capitol Theater. And yes, the Price is Right live show, Ruth Eckert Hall on the 17th of February. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, the 19th of February at the Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater. Dirty Dancing in Concert, the 21st. This is going to be really fun. The movie showing will be accompanied by a live band of vocalists, followed by an after party at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater. You're invited to do some dancing right then. Evil Woman, the multimedia tribute to the Electric Light Orchestra at the Capitol Theater on the 21st of February. And finally, the Best of Genesis and Solo Gems on the 26th of February. The lead guitarist, Stephen Hackett, will be at Capitol Theater. And then wrapping up the month, we've got Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 27th. The 27th also showcases Spyro Gyra, Capitol Theater. That's the 27th. Styx with special guests, Cheap Trick, on the 27th at the Bay Care Sound in Clearwater. So, folks, if you're looking for something to do, just get out there and wander. Explore neighborhoods from downtown St. Pete to the beaches, from Tarpon Springs, where the Epiphany will be going on the first week of January. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Check our Let's Go guide on the What's Happening guide on our website, radiosaintpete.com. Aloha.